This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Today, we examine a Playa rehab success story. John Wood lives near Broadview, New Mexico. He's about 40 miles north of Clovis.
Basically, I'm a rancher slash farmer.
John's grandfather homesteaded the land. The operation amounts to 2,800 acres. There's farm and pasture land. John says he tends about 100 mama cows, and he grows some wheat. He says he was young and full of vinegar during the original CRP sign-up in the 80s.
But when it came out the second time, some drought and market prices, it made it a real interesting picture. So right now, my farmland is 200 acres. At one time, I had 1,000 acres of wheat.
The main playa on John Wood's spread is so large, it's on maps. It has a name. John heard about playa improvement, and he got some help.
Ish McDaniels helped me with some deep thinking on this, and she thought it was a wonderful example of a playa lake, and we got together, and she helped me out and furnished some funds and actually, hopefully improve it.
John mentions Tish McDaniel. Tish is with the Nature Conservancy out of Clovis. She's the Short Grass Prairie Program Director.
My goal is to work with federal and state agencies, private companies, NGOs, oil and gas, anyone I can, to impart upon all of us a better way to use this landscape for not only economic use, but for improvement of the habitat.
I asked Tish how, specifically, she goes about achieving these goals.
Mainly through federal funding, through NRCS EQIP incentive programs. We've been able to get incentive programs specifically for playas and for deferred grazing on playas, and also along that line, better conservation, better use of our aquifer.
Tish McDaniel of the Nature Conservancy. She told me about her collaboration with John Wood.
His playa had some issues with it. One was a little bit more grazing than is desired, and also a lot of choya had grown up around the playa.
Choya, that's a kind of cactus seen in the Southwest.
We got rid of the choya through funding on the playa, took care of some erosion issues upstream from it, and he deferred the grazing for 3 years on it. And therefore was able to see, the comeback of the plants and the quality of the habitat.
John Wood's playa, this huge buffalo lake, had some issues they addressed. Since then, says Tish, he's approached other landowners who have playas with deep arroyos, deep trenches, leading a lot of runoff to the playas. That's meant lots of sediment has loaded those playas, and that's a bad thing. It prevents them from functioning normally.
We have gone in and built rock and brush weirs in these deep cut arroyas, pulled back on some of their grazing, and paid them to do this. So John not only has helped us on his own playa, but has helped us on finding other playas and working on methods to restore them.
And you asked rancher John Wood about his playa improvement experience.
It's people like Tish and the other people I've ran into that's come around and gives talks and little seminars about these. I like their message, and I like, their enthusiasm for what a lot of us just take for granted. And I like these people.
If you own or manage land, technical and monetary assistance is available to help with playa conservation. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service Center for more information. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.